The rest of the story. Once upon a time, so the legend goes, there was an Irish monk who believed that there was a heaven on earth, and the monk's name was Brendan. And one morning, Brendan gathered his brother monks about him and invited them on a journey, a quest to discover this earthly paradise. The monks looked at one another wide-eyed. Where was this Elysian field of which Brendan spoke? Well, Brendan answered with a silent gesture, pointing outward across the ocean. And so began the adventure. The monks set out in a leather-hulled boat. Mid-voyage, they passed the fiery mouth of hell, from which demons hurled smoldering boulders at them. Later, they watched dumbstruck as a glorious temple of crystal rose majestically from the sea. Still later, the monks disembarked on an island and lighted a fire, only to discover that they'd climbed onto the back of a huge fish. At last, Brendan and his comrades did reach their destination, a sparkling paradise lush with flowers and fruit trees. Wandering, they came upon a river. There encountered an angel who bade them go no farther. This, the angel explained, was the gateway to the land where one day the world would be judged. And so, obediently, Brendan and brethren turned back and got into their boat and sailed for home. Now, that was the legend. This is the rest of the story. There really was a powerful Irish abbot named Brendan who did make voyages in a leather-hulled boat. A decade ago, a British adventurer, Tim Severance, set out to sea in such a craft to prove that the Brendan fiction may have been based on fact. The mouth of hell, described in the legend, that could have been an Icelandic volcano. The temple of crystal that rose from the depths, that could have been an Atlantic iceberg. The huge fish that had seemed at first an island, why not a whale? It is a matter of history that later Irish monks made ocean voyages in search of solitude, and that some actually reached and settled in Iceland. Might Brendan have blazed that watery trail? Well, The Voyage of St. Brendan is a treasured epic poem in Dutch literature. It has been for centuries, and yet the story on which the work was based was already hundreds of years old. By the Middle Ages, it was widely known throughout Europe. After printing was invented, it became a bestseller, appearing in no fewer than 25 editions. The tale of Brendan the Navigator has been mostly ignored in modern times, primarily because no hard evidence has been found to support it. But nonetheless, scholars remind us that such a voyage would not have been impossible in those days. And they remind us of one thing more. Not everybody believed the legend of a monk who sought to reach heaven by sea about 500 A.D., but at least one man who read about it was much impressed by the adventure, by the descriptions of a paradise that lay beyond the ocean to the west, and that enraptured reader, shortly thereafter, did make a similar voyage, and he found the lost paradise. I said he found the lost paradise. Whether Brendan had really succeeded, had really discovered America 1,000 years before, may thus be less significant than the inspiration he gave a 41-year-old would-be explorer who happened to read the legend. Young fellow named Christopher Columbus. And now you know the rest of the story.